the Yard Site, it's a time to reflect. You come to the Kever, especially, it's an opportunity to reflect on Tati's Midas Hanhagas and to try to grow and gain from it. Especially the people that came here today are people that knew him very well. So it's definitely, there's not many Chidushim to point out, but definitely things that are mentioned are more understood and more to the point of what we're talking about. So I wanted to focus as a hemshech of last night in the shul, there was a tzeres discussing basic yesoides of emunah and betachen, how to approach it, especially in this tkufa. And it was geared in general because it's a tkufa to grow. But we know that Tati specifically, this was a midah and a nakuda of Yiddishkeit that he worked on specifically, and he was marbitz Torah in this area. We're now in the tkufa of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Tati used to always say, what's special about Klal Yisrael? Why are we special? With Am HaNivchar, because we're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's who Hashem chose, and the reason why we are considered the chosen people is because we are Asher B'charta B'Avram. And the midah of Avram, the main nekuda of Avram Avinu, which he stood out from the rest of the world, was the fact that he recognized Hashem exists, but the nekuda is that it was real. That means that a lot of times you could have a philosophical discussion, is there Hashem, what's he doing? But it remains a Beis Medrash discussion. To actually live, the first line of the Matzevo, it says, Chai kol yomav ke'evel lefnei boirei, the nekuda that's brought out, is not just that he felt this way, but that's actually literally how he lived his life. That means that it was a real, tangible, conscious feeling that was ongoing. Shvisi Hashem Anegdi Summit, in a real way, that's actually how he lived his life, that things were real, especially now in this tkufa. So we're trying to be mischazik and realize that, you know, everything is really dependent on Hashem and in our ruchnius state. And Hashem, like the Rambam says, that everything that's going on, if a person doesn't realize that it's directly a message from Hashem that is happening, and I want you to talk to me in my language, Hashem is saying, that's what Hashem is waiting for. And that's a nekuda that is real. Tati used to always talk about Navi, where he felt it was very important to learn Nach. He said, Nach is real life. I think that's the Nekuda. Navi, you see, in the Torah, it talks about how, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu promises, you know, V'hayim Shamaya Tishmu, things will be good, if not. In Navi, you actually see that in day-to-day life, that a person's ruchnius is really what is Mashpia on his day-to-day life, and that's how a person is meant to live. We know in Aleinu, there's a tefillah here, Tati used to always complain that the shuls go too fast by Aleinu. Not in his shul. But Aleinu specifically is bringing out this nekuda. We say it so often that we, you know, we, like the joke goes, you know, we say that he got a pitzui, we say it in Shemoneh Esrei of Shoshana. But the point is that it's such a fundamental part of recognizing the first part and the second part, which is recognizing Hashem is Ein Oid Milvadoi, and how we want to actually live that way. we said in the Perek Lamed Gimel, the last few psukim, and there's a song that Tati loved to sing, but these words actually bring out very clear, Nafsheinu chiksal Hashem, Ezreinu magineinu hu, Kivay yismach libeinu, Kivashem kachev atachnu. The nekuda is that it's a real, actual, tangible thing. You talk about having a relationship with Hashem, meaning that the ruchnius thing is not just like a shmooze to discuss, but he actually felt this way on a day-to-day, and that's definitely something that is this tkufa. The Rambam said, like he's mentioned, the Rambam talks about how, you know, be'ez tzara, be'ez melchama, so that is supposed to be the focus. I was thinking about it the other day. He mentioned it last night in a little bit. The Rambam mentions that the Eis Tzara, there's an avoida too. In other words, just like a person on Rosh Hashanah blows shofar. That's the Avodas Hayayim. So in Eis Melchama, Eis Tzara, the Rambam is telling us there's an Avodas Hayayim. It means when we go daven, we're actually doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, that it's the Avodas Hayayim that's the main focus of what we're supposed to be doing now. And, you know, he tried to give it over by example to his family and to his Talmidim and the Kehillah and his friends, how it rubbed off on when you're around someone that lives that way. Hopefully it rubs off. And we should try to continue in this Nakuda and remember this point, and it will hopefully elevate us to live life the way it's supposed to be, meant to be lived. Yizkor Baruch.